This is about the book that I have recently published on Amazon named The Red Pill on India and the Indian Army 2023. The book, as the name suggests, shows the real condition of what is India today, the last few years, and also what is the Indian Army. Too much of a myth, too much of a showing around as number one, whereas in reality the country is in very bad shape. The army too is not in a very good shape. So the book The Red Pill takes you to how deep the rabbit hole goes. The country is doing extremely poorly on important parameters of roti kapda and makan, what matters to the citizen, or what has been asked for in the constitution. But it is very high on hype as the tallest flag, the biggest flag, the big building in Delhi, etc., etc., which mean nothing. You know, when the emperor cannot give bread to its people, he has no option but to take the people to the circus so that the attention of the people is diverted from their poverty and their lack of justice, lack of social harmony, to glamorous things that we are being made a fool of. As far as the army is concerned, also has become highly politicized. And in any case, the demonstrated effectiveness in the last few years, actually since 47, is quite poor. Very little has been achieved for an army this size, which takes so much of money from the government. Except that maybe we have not yet lost to Pakistan. So the book is published. The unfortunate part, though not very surprised about it, is that nobody is interested to read it. I've managed to get it across to a lot of ex-army friends of mine. But I've noticed that they have not shown any interest in even accessing the book. As I said, it is not very surprising that, because I have noticed that army officers are not very keen on change. And certainly not a change which is based on the premise that we are not doing well. They take it as a point of disloyalty to the organization that we speak about the ills of the organization, or not the ills, the shortfalls, the shortcomings of an organization, not realizing that their loyalty actually lies with the soldier and not with their bosses. But well, that is the problem they have been suffering from for all their lives, and that is the cause of all the trouble, that they look upwards and not downwards. So it doesn't surprise me. But let me say this. The book is based on data. Data of exactly what we are able to provide to our citizen. And the various manifestations of that. The army has become politicized. It's got a very poor training system. There is a fair bit of a dishonesty and ethics in the army. The system for improvement in the army and in the country is quite poor. We also have no mechanism, we have no appetite as far as the Indian polity and the government is concerned. It is just working to get votes by dividing the society into many, or rather may I say against a particular community, and I have spoken about it. Very poor, and the army will never be improved by its serving officers, and also not by its veterans. I don't think so. They have it in them to improve the army. It has to be the citizen of India whose children are dying in the army who will have to get up and take note. As far as India is concerned, it will have to be the world, because India is about 1/6 the population of the world. If India goes down, it will drag the world down with it. So I'll have to think new ways to get this book across to people who are interested in saving an army and a nation. The book is titled The Red Pill on India and the Indian Army 2023 on Amazon.com. And the Kindle book is also available on Amazon.in. So let you and I put our heads together and find out ways to get it across to people who take some interest and do some action. As I said, these two organizations are too big to be allowed to fail. I'm Colonel Alok Astana, Infantry Officer for Gurkhas, Indian Army. Thank you.